Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. And you listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 750 AM.
It is Monday, so of course that means it's time to talk some NBA basketball. We save this segment every week for James Holas. He's kind enough to take out the time to join us over the phone. Of course, you can follow James on Twitter, at SnottyDrippin'. We'll talk more about the Twitter handle. But we always discuss all things NBA basketball, and a lot went down over the weekend. James, it's great to get you back on. I appreciate the time. I know it's somewhat sunshining where you're at, even though it's snowing like crazy where we're at.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to understand you from way up here. I'm up here at the top where the Celtics are sitting for the rest of the NBA. It's hard for me to hear you back there in the 10th seed, Lakers fan. So I'll make sure I close my mouth and listen really, really closely today.
Well, let's just look at the landscape of the way things are shaking out of the Western Conference. Yes, you mentioned the Lakers being the 10th seed. And right now, James, I got to be honest with you, I don't see anyone coming close to the 10 teams that are there. I think we're locked in the Western Conference. Now, order may change. I mean, right now, the Lakers are just one win back of the Mavericks. They're a couple of wins. I think they're three games back, if I'm not mistaken, 2.5 games back of the sixth seed. So there is time for some movement, but it seems like the 10 teams in the Western Conference are set, and I don't know if that's the case in the Eastern Conference.
You know, it's funny. I'm not even trying to be funny now. I really haven't paid too much attention to the standings. Boston is, like, almost lapping the field. But, yeah, it's all going to be jostling at the, you know, at the bottom end. Everyone wants to stay clear of that, you know, 8th, 9th, 10th seed kind of. No, everybody wants to be top six. So I totally understand. And, yeah, the Lakers definitely have a chance. They've been playing better of late. LeBron is still LeBron, it's going to be an interesting last 20-ish games.
You mentioned LeBron still being LeBron, so we're going to throw out LeBron getting to 40K. We talked about this a lot on Friday, but now I got to get your perspective on it. I don't think we ever see it again, James, in our life. And you know, I had a couple of names thrown at me. You know, could Luka do this? No, I don't think so. I don't think anyone is ever going to maintain the health for 17, 18, 19 years. To get to 40,000 points. I don't think we ever see it again.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard-pressed. I think a lot of people, if I remember correctly, when Kareem broke the scoring record, people said this will never be toppled. But LeBron truly is one of one. This is a combination of not only toughness and endurance, obviously his skill to score as many points as he does per game and to do everything he does, endurance and toughness, and just it's to stay relevant that long, right? Like, a lot of people, sure, they could maybe hang around, but to do it at this level, it's, if we ever see it again, it's going to be because the league has legalized PEDs, and they're allowing anything to go, and some guy is going to be a cyborg at, like, 64 still doing it. But, yeah, just I tip my hat to him, man. I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, but I respect the hell out of what he does.
Yeah, and I think you go back and you look at the guys that possibly could have scored 40,000, right? And there's reasons as to why they didn't, and I think you brought it up. It's endurance, it's longevity. I'm not the biggest LeBron guy either. I never have been, I never will be, but when you look at the guys like MJ, well, he took 2 years off in the middle of his career. You look at Kobe, he couldn't stay healthy for 20 years. The last 3 years of his career, it was all, I mean, after the Achilles, he couldn't seem to stay healthy. You mentioned Kareem. Kareem gets to 38,000. Kareem was done by the time he had walked away. Yeah, maybe there's some luck that goes into it, but in the same sense, when I say luck, there's no freak injuries. LeBron has not encountered any freak injuries, but in the same sense, I just don't know that we'll see many athletes whose body can actually go through a 20, 21, 22, 23-year career at this level. I just don't think we see that aspect of it again.
Right, and even so, somebody whose body can do it, let's say they're probably going to be like a 10 to 15-minute per-game guy who's, you know, getting you 8 points and 8 rebounds, right? Like that kind of career, you can probably maybe have a long career where you play 70 games a year, and you know you're just not very, you're a role player, you're not very good. That'd be cool, but like this guy is front and center. He's handling the ball. He's like, it's an insane amount of luck and also preparation on his part, take care of his body. Where, look, you said it, Mike came back and Mike was a shell of himself. Let's be real. You know, at what was it, 38, 39, whatever it was. He, you know, a bunch of quad injuries and sore calves and stuff. Like, that's just how the body normally works. LeBron came into the league as a decided to be one of the best, and he's taking care of his body as such. He didn't drink. He doesn't go out drinking and gambling and putting that kind of wear and tear on his body. And I'm pretty sure that's part of it, right? He's always been very. Tip your hat. That's all you can really do. And yes, if we see it again, it's not going to be in this lifetime.
James, right now, the only guy that is active in the NBA that will crack the top 10 all-time scoring, it's Kevin Durant. I think right now he's about 200 points shy of Shaq, if I'm not mistaken. It's close. They're a couple of hundred points. Kevin Durant has 28,000 career points scored. How high will KD get before he calls it a career?
He needs a lot of luck, too, right? Because he had his catastrophic injury. It cost him, like, 2 seasons, what? Right? 2 seasons?
Yeah.
Half, whatever.
Yep.
And he's even now, you know, he's going to have strained calves and that kind of thing. Every year, he might play 60 games. I'm not going to do all the math. I mean, he's not going to get close to LeBron. If he hits 28?
Is it 28,000? Yeah, 28,003.
I don't know. I'm just doing the math quick in my head. Say he scores 20 a game or 60. He'll cross 3,000. You know, if he plays at this level for a couple more seasons, 70 games a season, who knows? 31.
Yeah, so right now you'd have to crack, to get into the top five, you'd have to crack 32-2. That's what MJ has. Can he score 5,000 points? He's already 35 years old. You talked about the catastrophic injuries. Can he score 5,000 more points in his career? I don't think he can, James. I really don't. I don't think he gets into the top five. And he is really, right now, he's the only guy that could possibly get to that point.
You don't think a guy like Devin Booker?
Maybe, but it's so far down the road, right? Like, this is not something that's going to happen. It's going to take years for us to get back to that point. I mean, look at Steph right now. Steph's got 23,000 points right now. That's where Steph's at.
Yeah, so I'm looking now, and last season, or this season right now, he's at 1,500 points. That's KD this season in just 54 games. It's tough, man. It's really hard to call it. It's all about health. Let's say he ruptures. No, I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna put in the universe. But you know, Kevin Durant is already what, 35?
Yep, 35.
If he has 2 or 3 more seasons, and let's say, you know, he's a 20, always 25, 26, 27 point game scorer, he's never gonna be a guy who's like, all right, I'm gonna hang around scoring 20. I don't think. You know what I mean? So there's definitely a possibility that 28 that he touches 32. Everything would have to go great. But there's definitely a possibility.
See how crazy this is? Like, I don't think that people can really I don't think people are comprehending how difficult it is to score 40K. I really don't. I feel like unless you are an avid basketball fan, I think you see this and you just kind of show, because he's already the all-time leading scorer, right? So to get the 40,000, I don't know if breaking the all-time scoring record last season takes away from it. But James, it's again, we can end with this on it. It's something we're never going to see again. I think it's absolutely fascinating.
Last thing I'm going to say about it, I think it's because like you just said, it's such a mind-bogglingly large number that's never been approached before, that it's uncharted territory and people don't know how to put it in context.
Right.
So I think as time goes on, once he's retired and other players are great for a while, it's like, oh, this guy has 2,800 points. This guy has 3,200 points. And I was like, yeah, but LeBron had 8,000 more. And to get to that point, this guy would have to score 25 a game for another, you know, 8 seasons, which is not happening because he's about to retire in 2 years. So I think once the line is set for LeBron and he walks away in the sunset, then people will really look and say, wow.
Fair point. I agree with it. Again, James Holis, our guest right now as we talk NBA basketball. James, something I know Warrior fans don't really want to get into, but I got to give you an opportunity to speak on it. A 52-point win for the Boston Celtics over the Golden State Warriors. 52, 140-88. My goodness.
So, I'm well known for saying that none of this matters for Boston, right? It's all about the playoffs. But I'm starting to come around on that. I'm softening on that stance because as a fan watching these guys play with the purpose they play with and the joy and just the energy and the ferocity, it's coming around. And it's really winning me over because the Warriors are the boogeyman for the Celtics. They speak on it often. You know, hey, we think about the finals, remember the finals. So, this is going to sound crazy, but it was almost too much. because everyone's saying it now. Oh, these games happen. You know, Warriors going to flush it. Doesn't matter. They didn't have it. They played in the second half. And I get it. I almost wish they'd beat them by 25 or 30, where Steph had to play in the second half. You know, they pulled away late in the fourth because it was a sideshow. It was almost, like we just about LeBron and the 40,000. The LeBron's numbers. It was such a magnitude that it becomes laughable, and now everybody's just shrugging and saying, it happened. Warriors weren't ready. Celtics got – but the Celtics, it was one more step. I feel like they did kind of exercise the demon. I don't know. I've never seen a technique where Draymond was actually playing off of a guy like Jaylen Brown and letting him shoot. And it shows me that, you know, it's a junk defense, and the Warriors are kind of grasping straws against the elite team. So interesting to see. Let's see moving forward. I feel like the Celtics have kind of not broken a few teams, but derailed a few teams. Let's see how the Warriors come back against, I think they're playing, Denver on Wednesday?
Yeah, they got a tough stretch actually coming up.
Milwaukee, so yeah. I'm proud, I'm happy, and I can't wait for the playoffs.
Let me throw a stat out there for you when we look at where Golden State is right now as far as Draymond Green. You brought up Draymond Green, so I got to throw this stat out to you. And I have to go back and check to see if it's still accurate, but this was as of last week. I jotted this down. Minimum 20 attempts. Draymond Green leads the NBA in first half three-point field goal percentage. And he is dead last in the NBA in second half three-point field goal percentage. How in the world does that happen?
Did you say Draymond?
Draymond. Yes, that statistic as of last Thursday. This statistic was accurate in the NBA. Draymond leads the NBA in first half three-point field goal percentage, yet he was dead last in the NBA in second half three-point field goal percentage. How in the world does this happen, especially with a player like Draymond?
That's actually just 100% just the what they call noise and stats, right? Because we know Draymond's not a good three-point shooter. He's been a lot more probably selective in his shot selection these days. So, and I'll say this. Let's think about it this way. First half, legs are fresh. The adrenaline's running. He's, you know, maybe a little more hyper-focused on the shot. Cool. Second half, you get a little fatigued. You're a little more frenetic. You know, the adrenaline's kind of wearing off. Maybe something like that, right? We could say that. But also, I think it's just the absolute noise. I bet the volume is super low, like maybe one or two, you know, a game total, three a game total. So that's just random noise when it comes to stats because we know Draymond is not a scorer, not a shooter. No one's scared of Draymond offensively.
He was 1 of 20 going into Thursday night from downtown in the second half.
Yeah, I believe it.
James, there was another topic that you and I were talking about kind of just floated underneath the radar in the NBA. The idea that the Washington Wizards were going to move on from Kyle Kuzma at the trade deadline. I think there is relevance behind this story because, of course, Kuzma is always going to have a following here in the state of Utah, going back to his days with the Utes. So the Wizards were actually going to move on from Kuzma. Again, here's a guy that's won an NBA championship, but right now he plays on the Washington Wizards, who are 9-51. The destination, it was going to be the Dallas Mavericks. This is a team that's contending to get inside the top six in the Western Conference, an opportunity for a stretch guy like Kuzma to play alongside Luka and Kyrie, and Kuzma said no. Why? Make sense of this, can you?
I cannot. Now, there's a couple things that float through my head. He's a modern player, and he's comfortable. He has his money. He has his lifestyle in D.C., he probably has a good social network there, has fun. We see the goofy outfits. Honestly, this is going to be maybe an indictment of modern players. Maybe Kuzma is like winning and losing is not what it's all about right now. He gets all the shots he wants, and he's rich in Washington, D.C. Maybe he's just comfortable. The other thing that we talked about a little bit is that what does this say about the Dallas franchise? You have a young player who has a chance to help two superstars potentially win some ball games and make some like actual impactful basketball things happen, and he says no. Is it about him? Is it about the Wizards franchise? I don't think so. What does that say about Dallas as a franchise and maybe Luka and Kyrie as teammates? Now, I'm not saying they're bad teammates. I'm not saying that at all. But would a player like Kuzma look at that and say, look, I know I'm going to be relegated to a spot-up shooter and a defender, and I want my career to be more than that? It's mind-blowing, though. I have no idea. What do you think?
I think that Kyrie Irving is not well-liked within the inner circle of the NBA. I do believe, James, we're getting out of the fraternity era in the NBA as well, so maybe that has something to do with it. You remember there for a while, it seemed like everybody was friends with everyone, right, for the most part. I think we're coming out of that era, and I'm all for it. I feel like there's some distaste for some players within the NBA. When there for a while, it just seemed like it was a brotherhood. I think that plays into it a little bit. I also think Kyle Kuzma is a different cat, but I think that Kyrie Irving is a very different cat, as you and I have talked about before.
Yeah, I can see that, but I will also say about that brotherhood thing a step further. It's a brotherhood where, hey, me and my brother can fist fight, but don't you touch my brother because I got his back, right? I think they do kind of look at it as, hey, we as an NBA community are very tight, we're a very niche community. But within it, yes, we see that. I think Wemby does not really seem to like Chet. They actually seem to have a little animosity there. Devin Booker and Luka, they really don't seem to really like, you know, they get into the competitive aspect of it where, you know, it seems almost like disdain for each other. So we know about Draymond and guys, how he feels, you know. So, yeah, there definitely is some, you know, I like that, though. I like that competitive off-court and on-court thing where the guys might not really like each other. But, yeah, I'm going to look into it, and we'll try to figure out why Kuzma, in his prime, decided, nah, I'm going to stay here for this lottery team and not go play for a team that I could possibly help make a contender. That's really weird.
And it's not as if the Wizards are on the up and up, right? It's not like we're looking at the Wizards right now and we're saying, yeah, they're 9-51, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of talent. No, this team's awful.
Exactly. You know, Poole might be the worst contract in the NBA. They have a bunch of hodgepodge players that just don't necessarily fit. They don't have any winning basketball players. I like that one, one guy had, he scored 45 the other night. He has, like, potential, but, like, he's not a franchise cornerstone. Team has been a mess, Kuzma staying, so sure.
He is James Hollis. He's always kind enough to take out the time to join us on Mondays. James, always look forward to the conversations. Kind of narrowed it down to just a few talking points this week. That's fine. We have plenty more time. It's kind of the dog days of the NBA season. Before I let you go, once again, we'll talk about where we can find you out on Twitter.
At Snotty Drippin'. And lately I've been appearing. I tried this last week and I had a complete brain fog. Casual Diehards is the pod with my man Jesse Spector. Spector and my homegirl Ace. Casual Diehards, check us out. You can find us on streaming platforms. But yep, Snotty Drippin', homage to the great Scottie Pippen. Doesn't mean my nose is dripping. But I'd like to talk life, talk basketball, and watch games. So find me there.
Looking forward to doing it again next week, James. Always appreciative of the time. Thank you.
You're the man, bro.
We are out of time on this edition of Drive Time Sports. We're going to be back to do it again tomorrow. We'll shift over to the NFL. Plenty going on right now with the Combine and some free agency chit-chat. A lot to get into there. We'll dive into that tomorrow. Same time, same place. Until then, be safe. I am out.